Governor Walker has been holding roundtable discussions with invited guests representing industries he says create jobs. The latest forum was at a Madison Research Park and included realtors, builders, health executives, and a dairy group. At least two speakers called for regulatory conformity. Governor Walker says this could stabilize the business climate, but what matters most to the public, he says, is whether jobs are created.
In the end, people want results, and so 6 months, a year from now, as more jobs are created in the state of Wisconsin, hopefully because of the things we've done to become more stable here.
Outside the governor's job forum were critics of budget policies they say will result in 15,000 jobs lost. The bulk of those are in the private sector, according to Jack Norman. He's with the Institute for Wisconsin's Future. Norman says there's a ripple effect of less spending by state workers who are contributing more for health care and pension.
You can multiply this all over the state. The social worker or the guard who makes $40,000 a year is going to lose over $70 every week in take-home pay. So that's $70 next week that will not be spent at the local hardware store. The week after that, it's $70 that will not be spent at the local grocery store.
Norman predicts the state's jobless rate could be a half percentage point higher next year, largely because of state cuts to local governments. Governor Walker has pledged to grow jobs in the state by 250,000 within 4 years. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.